Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Poyen.
Okay, and what do you do?
I'm a program manager in Visio.
And how long have you been in Visio?
It's been almost 3 years now.
Okay, so and how long has Visio been a part of the Office suite?
I think the acquisition happened around 97, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, almost 10.
So you joined in what version? Was it 2003 years?
No, I joined when we were working on the version 2007.
Okay.
Which
is the current one, right?
Yeah, which is the current one.
Gotcha.
So it was released about, I think, actually released in November 2006, more like.
Okay. So, like, I mean, we're specifically here. Mm-hmm. I know we contacted you to talk about some of the designer scenarios.
Yeah.
Because I'm a user experience evangelist, and in my past life, I used to be, you know, a user experience professional, and mm-hmm. I've done a lot of things in design specifically. I hate using the term design but it's such a generic term.
Right.
But we use Visio extensively, right?
Mm-hmm.
We use Visio for wireframing, for
right.
prototyping. The rule of thumb was you never showed marketing anything with color, right? And that's where Visio came in, because the moment you show color, people lose sight of the fact, they lose sight of information architecture of something.
Right.
So did Visio ever expect to be a standard part of a, you know, a designer's toolkit? Where did that come from? When did you guys realize that? Or was that something you planned for?
I'm actually not sure, because historically, Visio has always been very flexible. We are very broad enough, like, in what we do.
Right.
So we span from, like, office layout to networking
right.
diagrams. So I think, traditionally, we have been just putting, like, whatever Visio can do, we just put in a lot of applications that we find an audience for. I'm not sure exactly when it started, actually. But I do know, like, currently we have the XP user interface, and I don't know if that was the first effort we put in anything for UI.
Right.
I'm not too sure. But we also have, like, conceptual website flows. So in that market, not only for wireframing, but we also
exactly.
have user flows, which is traditionally one of the Visio strong suit in flow charting.
Right.
So maybe that's how we came in, and we started with flow chart. But actually, I'm not too sure. Yeah.
So who's your textbook target audience? Who do you go after? Who are your biggest buyers, for instance?
Right. We have a lot of flowchart users.
Okay.
ArcChart, Timeline is another big one. So a lot of business, like what we call knowledge workers in businesses.
Okay.
There are our big clients. And also IT professionals.
Okay.
A lot of network people, they like to draw.
And it's generally your data flow diagrams and so on and so forth.
Yeah, network diagrams. So we have like server diagrams, so we know all the connections and everything. Yeah.
So that's interesting. So, I mean, I'll tell you, as someone coming from the industry, that it is a tool that, you know, people look to. Like, you've seen Jesse James Garrett's taxonomy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And more and more people use UX designers gravitate towards Visio to quickly, you know, create wireframes, walkthroughs of websites, right?
Right.
Now that that started happening,
mm-hmm.
or at least it's been happening for a while,
mm-hmm.
is that a scenario that you guys care about?
Yeah, I think we constantly, I mean, just look at the web, I know there are a lot of people, enthusiasts, who create their own stencils, and our XP stencil has been very popular. Even within Microsoft,
right.
a lot of us use it, like, for producing our software products. So we definitely know there is a very dedicated audience for that, and we continue to try to satisfy that audience.
Right, because now, like, when you think about that audience, just off the top of my head,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure I can come up with 10 features I would love to see.
But
one of the things that I would have loved to see is when you drag, you know, a drop-down menu,
right,
into your Visio wireframe.
Right.
Bind it with some data.
Right.
Pulls it so it actually works like a mocked-up drop-down menu.
Right.
Is that somewhat of a scenario where you see Visio going towards, or?
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Or
yeah.
can Visio sort of do that kind of data binding right now?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, because with 2007, the release that is currently in market, we already introduced a bunch of data features that can allow you to import external data, which are like Excel, SQL, SharePoint into Visio. So with that, you can get that data, bind it to any shape on the page, so including any drop-down menu, for example. So that, yeah, you can just do it right now.
How about click events? Can you do things like click events?
Click events is, I mean, I think it's already, you mean like clicking on the shape and then...
On the drop-down menu, you click the little down button.
Yeah.
Can it pop up another rectangle, which is really the drop-down menu in its expanded form?
Yeah, technically you can do it, yeah.
I.e., if you can't code.
Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of things Visio can do, provided that you can add a little more intelligence, which take a little bit of
That's probably a tough area for you guys, right? Because it's not what you set out to do, right? Was turn Visio into a full-blown wireframing engine.
Yeah, a lot of times what we do is we have this platform that people are free to do a lot of things on. And in fact, a lot of our own features are built on this platform, what we call solutions. So a lot of it is not really actual part. Like we actually use APIs like other developers in terms of like developing our features. So this platform, you can do whatever you want, and a lot of times people do make use of it to create their own shapes and stencils, which is very exciting.
So let's change modes for a second.
Sure.
Are you guys, now you said you're definitely interested in scenarios that satiate, you know, an entire user experience community.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing any sort of studies or any user research in that arena to say, hey, you know, I mean, it's a new area, right? Especially at a place like Microsoft, which is pretty developer-centric, and, you know, when Visio's target market was network diagrams and those very technical data flow diagrams. How are you learning what the user needs are in that area, in the designer area?
Yeah, so with upcoming research on next release, we've been looking at what we can do to our existing set of shapes. So I've been working on that area for a while now. And one of the things we noticed is that right now, XP user interface is getting updated, obviously, with Vista coming in. So I was looking into what we can do to that set of data shapes. And also, in extension, that general area, what we can do in that area to look at the needs of the user base right now and see what we can improve. So I basically set up a survey working with our own designer to get some ideas of what we can do. I sent it out to a limited audience in this phase with like some of the internal MS users, Microsoft users, and also to some of the designers. So we sent up to some of the customer base we already know.
Oh, so you went to your customers and said, hey, would you do a survey for us?
Yeah, exactly. Some of the designers we already talked with before. I actually also sent it out to the distribution list in this Interaction Association, I think, IXDA.
Yeah,
so I sent it to some of them and then asked them to forward to more people as appropriate. So we got some audience from there and some, like, just people's contacts to different design firms and so on. So it was kind of informal, but we just kind of tried to get some data up and coming, just to get an idea of what's going on out there.
What kind of questions did you ask in the survey?
Right. Well, first of all, we want to get some background of how people are using Visio currently.
Okay.
What kind of diagrams are they producing? Interestingly enough, like a lot of Microsoft people use it for flowcharting, like user flow type of thing. And external people, a lot of them use it for wireframing.
Yeah.
And we get usage data like that, and then we also look at what kind of stencils are they using. Are they creating their own, or are they using our XP one, or what are they doing exactly within Visio? So that's the kind of data we're getting
Interesting.
With a survey.
Did you get features out of that data, or did you get what you're looking for in terms of you know, where does the product go for these scenarios?
It helped us to prioritize things. I'm not at the stage where I have concrete features developed yet, but we know kind of more where the interesting things are that it's worth looking at, and we're going to do more research in those areas.
Okay. So at this point, would you say it's one feature that we may see in the next version is better support for creating intelligent shapes in Visio? Or do you think, like, are shapes easy to create at this point?
No, and that's... It depends. Some of the very simple, intelligence is one where it's more difficult, but a lot of times, like, it's easier than you think it is a lot of times. People didn't realize that, oh, I can just draw a shape on it, and I can add connection points to it, and it will work. Like, people don't realize that. A lot of times, you could get a graphic inside Visio, and you can make it into shape, and people don't realize it's pretty simple. So things like that. But once you get to, like, oh, can I make it interactive, things pop up here and there, and on click, it does something. Some things are harder.
Okay.
So depend on the degree of interaction or smartness, if you will.
Okay. So what are some of the characteristics of an intelligent shape? Like, you talked about connection points. What is intelligence? Like, is it a culmination of a few different factors?
So, for example, you can create one shape and you can change form according to different user actions. Like, maybe you can actually generate a user menu on the side. Like, if you right-click on it, a menu will show up, and you can say, oh, I want to change the shape into something else. So that would be a form of intelligence.
So that emulates sort of a right-click menu.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
So you can do that. Like, a lot of things you can do with Visio.
And is that easy?
Yeah.
Like, is it a drag-and-drop exercise of a few steps? Or?
So, unfortunately, no. So okay. That's where you need a lot more, kind of almost like a coding knowledge of the Visio, how into Visio works. We have something called Shape Sheet, which is like an Excel spreadsheet of keeping track of what you can do with a shape. So it's more involved that way.
I see. So what else can you tell me about the next version that's coming up? Will we see the ribbon, for instance, in the next version?
Yeah, I think we are working on that.
you are working on that?
No, I mean, it's everything is in the works. Nothing's final, but we are working on that.
Okay.
Getting up to speed with the rest of the office.
Because
that's exciting.
That would be exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the ribbon, so just the usability aspect of that.
Right.
When do you guys plan to ship things? Or is that something you can disclose?
On average, I guess the office time frame is usually 2 or 3 years,
okay.
So we don't have a definite date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm going to walk away with this, that you guys are sort of starting to invest in doing a lot more user research in terms of creating features for the design community. Mm-hmm. So Joshua and I are probably going to keep a tab on you and hold you to that every 6 months or so and come back and find out if you're really doing that.
We'll definitely try.
but I think that's super exciting because it's, I mean, I go to several UX and design conferences, third-party conferences, and Visio is single-handedly the most popular handout at a conference. So, you know, we've run contests in the past and we've handed out Visio. So it's definitely, your team should know that. And I'm telling you as someone that interacts a lot with external Microsoft, folks who are external to Microsoft. But yeah, thank you for taking the time
Thank you.
Talking with us, and we'll be back, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.